Calgary.
This is Alanis Morissette.
Hi, this is Robert Smith of The Cure.
Hi, this is Anthony Kiedis of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
107.3 The Edge.
Portions of the following program were pre-recorded.
107.3 The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative.
your new radio station. I'm so excited. This is a dream come true. I was totally hoping for another station because I love having too many choices. No, really. Sarcasm. It's like a second language.
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
We hope you love it.
Yeah.
1073 The Edge.
From the Retro Bin.
1986.
Play another Canadian artist.
Oh, Canada. This is 107.3 The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative.
Thank you.
1073 The Edge.
The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
Alternative.
shot a movie once in my hometown. Everybody was in it for miles around. Out at the speedway, some kind of Elvis thing. Well, I ain't no movie star, but I can get behind anything. Yeah, I can get behind anything.
Wardrobe that was only all black because you were waiting for something darker to come along. Us too. We're 107.3 The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative.
The best of the Canadian Junior Hockey League are coming to Calgary for the 2025 Centennial Cup, presented by Tim Hortons. From May 8th to 18th, watch the host Calgary Canucks face off against nine league champions from across the country at the Max Bell Center. Ticket packages are on sale now. Visit hockeycanada.ca/Centennial Cup to get your tickets and be there when Canada's National Junior A champions are crowned.
Don't settle for being on the rate of last resort if you don't have to be. Check your most recent electricity bill. If it says the words rate of last resort on it, then there are likely better options available for you. In fact, you could save hundreds of dollars per year by switching plans. Check your bill, then go to ucahelps.ca to explore your options. You will likely find a better rate and could have hundreds more in your pocket by the end of the year. A message from the Government of Alberta.
Come on in to Home Network.
Welcome home!
And find experts who feel like family.
This is spectacular. I was not expecting this.
Ideas to inspire your everyday.
Brilliant. Beautiful.
And stories that will touch your heart.
Oh my God!
I love that big family hug.
There's no place like it. Welcome to Home Network. Stream on Stack TV.
Brought to you by Pet Value, where love makes every pet feel at home.
And we're back.
I gotta say, what a thrill.
Couldn't agree more, Jeff. My blood is pumping.
Canadian Blood Services needs 450 new donors every day to keep Canada's lifeline strong.
And in the final quarter of the day, we have 55 left to... What's that?
Is that a new donor?
It's a new donor.
We're at 396. Only 54 left to go.
This is the 450 challenge. Let's get Canada's blood pumping.
Book an appointment today at blood.ca/450.
Hi, I'm Scott Reeb of Cupboards Express. There has been a lot of anxious times since 1958. Forest fires, floods, tornadoes, droughts, and hail. Bull, bear, boom, bust. Missile crisis, financial crisis, energy crisis, climate crisis, housing crisis. Free love, free trade, free the hostages. Cold war, drug war, culture war, tariff war, real wars. Inflation, overpopulation, recession, prorogation. NEP, GST, Y2K, 9/11, carbon tax, and COVID. But Albertans are hardworking, innovative, and resilient. And we always get through. Alberta made since 1958. Cupboards Express.
Here are some shows you may or may not want to see. Full list at 1073edge.com.
Theory of a Dead Man unplugged at Southern Alberta Jubilee Auditorium March 7th. ZZ Top with the Wallflowers coming to the Grey Eagle Resort and Casino June 4th. Creed Summer of 99 tour hits the Saddle Dome August 20th. I'm Sarah Crosby. My dad wanted to name me Zoe. Mad jealousy for all the Zoes out there.
You just sit back and enjoy the magic of rock.
Starting a non-specific amount of non-stop music.
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
Just another man. keep us on the back feet.
Seems to get is this. First,
can you play some music already?
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
Out to the one I love. Fire!
careful, and you notice where you are. Daddy's little secret, don't you know what he came for?
Pre-recorded.
107.3 The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative.
It's easier not to be right. Measure these things by your grades. I sank into Eden with you, alone in the church by and by. I'll read to you here, save your eyes. You'll need them, your boat is at sea. Your anchor is out, you've been swept away. The greatest of teachers won't hesitate.
I'm
radio. Because music should be free.
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
So am I still waiting for this world to stop hating? Can't find a good reason. Can't find hope to believe in.
Calgary.
Hey, it's Dave Grohl.
Hi, this is Sarah McLachlan.
This is Billy Corgan of the Smashing Pumpkins.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
107.3 The Edge.
In the late 1950s and early 1960s, a group of young French filmmakers decided to mess things up. They insisted on more artistic control and less meddling by the studios. This free-form attitude, they said, was necessary to advance the art of film. Well, it worked. Lots of praise, lots of success. And in the process, their movement acquired a name, Nouvelle Vague. Film historians now say that this style and attitude was one of the most important developments in the history of motion pictures. Okay, let's now skip ahead to 1978. Punk rock was dying. It had burned itself out after just a couple of years. But its legacy was still valid. That a free-form attitude towards music was the only way to advance the art of rock and roll. It was Nouvelle Vague all over again. But only this time, they used the English translation. They called it New Wave. This is Chapter 6 of the complete history of alt-rock.
107.3 The Edge.
The ongoing history of alternative rock with Alan Cross.
Welcome again, I'm Alan Cross, and this is Chapter 6 in a broad history of modern rock. We're looking at the roots and the evolution of what became known as alternative music. We'll get to where that phrase came from a little bit later on, but first, we need to finish up this business of new wave. 1978 is a critical year in the history of rock and roll. This is where its evolution took a crazy series of leaps, because up until then, it was fairly easy to categorize modern popular music. You had pop, you had rock, there was country and R&B, your four basic food groups. But by 1978, each of these basic categories had begun to unravel and get complicated. They began to separate